following letter goes to Tim Hamilton, 1030 Curtis Street, Toledo 9, Ohio. And his letter will accompany this transcription. Letter as follows. Dear Tim, I am sorry for the delay in answering your letter of October 27, 1955, containing a query about the author John R. Cooper, period, paragraph. Because the name John R. Cooper is a pseudonym of a writer who does adult fiction as well, comma, it will be impossible for me to give you a detailed story on him, period, but I can tell you something in general, which perhaps will be the information you need, period, paragraph. The author of the Mel Martin baseball books was born in Upper New York State, and as a youth was interested in all kinds of sports, period. He was an excellent swimmer and played shortstop on his high school baseball team, period. He also was a quarterback on the football squad. Paragraph, Mr. Cooper attended a small New York State college where he was a four-letter man. It was there that he also excelled in his English courses and began to write short stories. Paragraph, after his graduation, Mr. Cooper began to write book-length stories for boys and girls, and his Mel Martin series has proved to be one of his most popular undertakings. Paragraph, Mr. Cooper is married and has four children, two boys and two girls, comma, who also are interested in sports and writing. At present, the author is on a tour of the country finding new material for his books. Paragraph, recently Mr. Cooper had his Mel Martin series transferred to a different publisher who is bringing them out in two editions, $0.59 hardcover and $0.35 soft jackets. The name and address is : Books Incorporated, 1140 Broadway, New York City. If you write to this company, I'm sure they will send you the books you desire. Paragraph. Again, with your letter, Mr. Cooper enjoyed reading. Signed, sincerely yours, A.D. Fellows. Spell it F-E-L-L-O-W-S. Secretary to Mr. Cooper. End of letter. Subscriber, we can file this away and give a copy of it to Lorraine Rickle in case she has any more queries about the life of John Cooper. Thank you. Transcriber, the following letter, please rough on yellow paper. No duplicate necessary. This letter goes to Franklin P. Lincoln, Press Herald Evening Express, Portland 2, Maine. Letter attached. Dear Mr. Lincoln, your letter to Grosset and Dunlap of November 21st, referring to the Tom Swift books, has been forwarded to the Stratemeyer Syndicate, owner of the series, period, paragraph. As we are creators of books for boys and girls, we are very much interested to hear about your series of stories and would like to receive clippings, if possible. We are happy that your readers called your attention to the new Tom Swift Jr. series, and we'll be happy to provide you with as much information as possible, period, paragraph. Paragraph, as a former newspaper man myself, I know that you will honor the following, quote, off-the-record, unquote, information, It is part of our dossier of business secrets, and I urge you not to divulge it either orally or in your writing. Period. It is this, colon. The name Victor Appleton was a pseudonym of Edward Stratemeyer, the founder of this company, comma, although few people ever knew this was the case. The name Victor Appleton II, the byline for the new Tom Swift Jr. series, also is a pseudonym and is owned by the Stratemeyer Syndicate. Period. So much for the secret business. The information which follows is yours to use as you will. Period. Paragraph. The new Tom Swift Jr. series of books was launched in January 1954, and to date, six books have been published. Their titles are, note to secretary, please list the names of the Tom Swift books. Paragraph. The new series, comma, with Tom Swift Jr., son of old Tom, as a modern atomic scientist, are proving as popular as the old series, and we receive fan mail from boys and girls alike all over the country. Paragraph. Old Mr. Wakefield Damon, with his bless my galoshes and bless my suspenders, has passed from the scene. Period. But although he has gone on to his reward, there is mention of him in the new books. Period. For example, comma, a new and highly powerful type of Geiger counter which Tom invents is named the Damon Scope, in honor of the old gentleman. Period. Paragraph. Now about Ned Dutton, who was Tom's close friend and confidant. Period. I'll put a dash in there, please. Ned Newton now is the head of the Swift Construction Company, which acts as a supplier for Tom Swift Enterprises. Ned did not have a son, but we have created a daughter for him, Phyllis Newton. She is the same age as Tom Swift Jr.'s sister, Sandra Swift, and Phil is a special friend of Tom Jr. Paragraph. But Tom also has a pal in a new character named Bud Barclay. Period. He is a broad-shouldered athlete and co-pilot of Tom's, although not sharing Tom's creative genius. Sandy Swift is Bud Barclay's special friend, comma, so the two young couples get about together on many occasions. Paragraph, the old villain, comma, Andy Fozier, comma, had no offspring, period. In creating the new series, we had thought about an Andy Fozier Jr., but came to the conclusion that this would be pushing the long arm of coincidence too far. Now, comma, instead of one set villain, we have new ones for each book in the series. Paragraph. Under separate cover, you will receive a copy of a Tom Swift Jr. book, comma, and you have our permission to take photos of the same for a newspaper cut if you so desire. Paragraph. Old readers of the Tom Swift, as you were, readers of the old Tom Swift series, no doubt helped to launch the new books, and many of them have nice things to say about our new cast of characters, period. Incidentally, sweet Mary Nestor now is a charming middle-aged woman, comma, the, of course, the mother of Tom Jr. and Sandy. Period. The propagation of a literary family was great fun, but on the other hand, involved a lot of hard and detailed work. All of the scientific inventions of Tom Jr. are plausible in the light of present-day science. period paragraph. If you prepare an article based on this information, please remember to soft pedal the idea of who Victor Appleton II really is, dash or isn't, as the case may be. Period. Again, thanks for your interest in our series, and keep up your good work in writing about books for boys and girls. Period. Please don't forget to send us clippings of your stories. Period. We will be happy to pay for them. Paragraph, kindest regards, cordially, Andrew E. Svensson.